Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, Grudge fans. Welcome to another Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. I want to wish everybody a good day. I'm sitting down in Austin, Texas. It's kind of wet, cold, and rainy. Not much going on. Spotted that a lot of the parts of Texas, too. So, just taking it easy in the inside. Just want to make a little note about Grudge Inc. Grudge Inc. is for all the grudge racers. Like people take time to go to grudgeinc.us, sign in, take a look around. You want to become a member, all it takes is you to just register and try to become a member of Grudge Inc. They're coming up with some things, some good ideas, some ways that you can get some things. You got a race car, street car, or whatever, to benefit you, to save yourself a little time and money. So, again, sign in to grudgeinc.us. On another note, I want to talk about, we got some races coming up. You know, everybody been sitting back for the last couple of weeks, getting through Christmas and New Year's, and talking about what they're going to do with this upcoming racing season. I've been going on the boards and reading stuff, people talking about what they're going to do to so-and-so and how people look like they're ready to get out and get ready to make action again. Don't seem like we have a whole lot of downtime. Before you know it, man, people ready to get back racing. It's like myself, racing just a part of what I love to do. And once you're away from it, just like for 2 or 3 weeks, you're ready to go back, ready to get back out there and try to get in the mix, whether you're a racer or you're a spectator. Just like to be around and be involved in that racing atmosphere. We have some upcoming events. If the folks on, I'll let them come on and talk about them. I'm going to mention them. If folks want to, they want to come on and elaborate in depth, push the one button. But I want to mention the first race that I know that's coming up for 2013 is MLK race on the 19th and 20th. Roy James putting on down in Houston, Texas. Following that race, the next race that I know that's coming up, following that would be Big Clark with the Mississippi Nightmare, him and Gadget and Grudge Inc. Got a big show going on February the 9th out there in Mississippi. That's the free Mardi Gras race before Fat Tuesday that following that week of following Lena, which is February the 9th. They got a lot of races, a lot of big name Brewers cars from around the country going to be out there. Be another big event. Just want to just make note on following that race. Guy after me, I know Roddy Brown got one out there, Valdos, Georgia. I believe that's February 16th. If I get it wrong, somebody can correct me. Going on over in March. We have, let me back up. If I ain't mistaken, I know Scooby out in Mississippi got a race, and I think his race was following Roy James. If I ain't mistaken, somebody correct me. I want to mention these guys' race. We all come on here. We want to try to support. Want to try to get it out there. But these Scooby's race, if I ain't mistaken, I think it's January 20th. No, it's not January 20th. February the 26th. February the 26th. It beat Scooby's race. March the 9th is Boone race in New Orleans at No Problem Dragway. Following that race, I know Tony didn't got a race. March the 16th, Summer got a race. I believe March the 23rd. And if I'm forgetting anybody in March, I don't have a schedule right in front of me. But then, as you all know, Tommy Dog got another race coming up April 6th. All roads lead to Texas, Houston Motorsports Park. If anybody have a race in between those dates, I have a race that just want to bring some attention to, feel free. If anyone have any grudge race with any, on any weekend in between that time, feel free. I invite you all to come on the show and let the grudge world know what your endeavors were, how you fared in your grudge race. A lot of things going on right now behind the scenes in grudge racing. A lot of talk going on. All in all, man, these people just ready to get back out there and have some fun and make some action. But before we get into tonight's topic, I want to go to the lines and if you want to talk about your race coming up, push the one button. I want to give you an opportunity. We have anybody want to talk about an upcoming event at this time or talk about a lock-in if they want to do with anybody, push the one button and come on. I want to talk about a few things tonight, and it's going to be dealing with grudge racing. But before I do, push the one button. I see some hands. And if you want to talk, we're going to let you talk about your upcoming race before we get off into some of this. So, and my second, to just keep in mind, there's a lot going on. We had a good discussion last week. And we probably will get off into some of that, come to some conclusions on some things, how we're going to do it. But before we go, since nobody had to push the one button and want to talk about an upcoming race, I want to put this out here for the grudge world. And this is the topic, going into the topic for tonight. Is grudge racing truly run what you brung? Is grudge racing truly run what you brung? Also, is shootouts good for the grudge game? Is shootouts good for the grudge game and the fans? We got to always keep in mind every promoter track owner who puts on shows, our main objective is to give the racers a place to race and give the spectators a good show. So just keep in mind, and just ponder on that, if Grudge Racing truly run with your bra, and the shootouts good for the game and the fans. Think about that, and we'll go off into it, but I'm going to give a few people a chance to speak about their race. What we got, Sharon?
Bum on Wheels, your mic is open.
What'd you say, Atomic Dog?
Hey, what's up, Boom? How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Miss Sharon. How you doing tonight?
I'm fine, Boom.
All right. I appreciate you for having me on, Atomic Dog. You know I'm always sharing love and support in the Grudge Eating game, you know. Just briefly, you know I'm long-winded, and I don't want to hold up the show a whole lot long. Just collaborate on Roy James' show. You know, me and Scooby, we're going to participate in that show. That's on January the 19th and the 20th. We plan on coming out there. And if everything works well, I'm bringing my little S10 truck with me, you know, looking for a little street car action at Roy James' show, 8th of Mile. I do have my truck up and running. Just to collaborate a little bit about my show that's coming up March tonight, Atomic Dog and Miss Sharon. Man, these guys, these Louisiana guys over here, man, you know, I'm the governor of Louisiana, and these guys are really, really, really stepping up. We got a guy up here by the name of Giant Killer, been racing for many, many years. A lot of people that watch Pastime and all the other little Speed Channel TV shows probably seen Mr. Giant Killer. Mr. Giant Killer is looking for some action to put on for the spectators. He has a dragster, a blown dragster. He's looking for some action. I'm looking for action in the S10 world for my race. We got a lot of races. Mo Jeezy from the Hit Squad. I know y'all probably been listening to my show. I have a lot of street car action that's going to be in my show. I got a lot of back half action. So, mainly in my show, Atomic Dog, we're bringing the back half belt, grudging belt, to the Louisiana State belt. We're bringing the True Street car class belt. And I think we're going to do the motorcycle belt because we got a lot of motorcycles over here. We got a lot of fast motorcycles. So for the people out there in Texas that think they got a bike fast enough to hang in there with these guys, you know, the quote for this show is bring, you know what I'm saying, bring what you got and hope you got enough, you know. Lock in races. We got a lot of races in the making. A lot of people are waiting to after February the 9th because everybody's going to participate. From over here in Louisiana is going to participate in that race, and everything go well on that. Down on the edge, they're going to go on my show, possibly your show and Big Clark's show. They're going to be locking in with people. I do know that Blue Ice is sitting in the cut. For a rematch with Ragtop, the guy that was on your show that I had spoke with a couple of weeks back. Hopefully things work out well with him. He get an opportunity to come back to try to get that rematch from Blue Ice, which Blue Ice won my first show belt, which was the Go Hard or Go Home belt, which Biz out of up north up there got the second belt. But with that being said, Tommy Dog, there's a couple of other races that it hadn't been told to you that it's going to take place at the zoo March the 2nd. Grudge Inc., Jay Barnes is hosting any power additive, any suspension on 28th. That's March the 2nd. Any power additive, any suspension on 28th. Jay Barnes is hosting that. And also March the 30th. They flipping the script for real. March the 30th, any power added, any suspension on 29. So in other words, they're doing a March Madness at the zoo, a double hitter. You know, in between all that, my show is on March the 9th. And I do agree, Tommy Dog, I've been emphasizing to the listeners about logging on to Grudge Inc., man, and, you know, just checking out the board and you know, and becoming a member. And you know, a lot of people have that have a misconcept of what we're asking them to do when they go in there, because I've been getting phone calls and feedback from that. We're not asking nobody to commit and pay no dues and fees. We just ask you to log in like you would do on Facebook or something of that nature, and be a part of what the movement that Grudge Inc. is about. I can tell you, Atomic Dog, it's gonna be some stuff up there for every day night, man. I don't put a whole all this action down up there, Big Clark. I know Big Clark on the line. Man, I wonder how they gonna pull it off. And then Gadget, man. They said Gadget don't start drinking. Atomic Dog, what you think about that?
Yeah, I heard that, man. I was on Big Clark show, man, and February 9th, Lena, Mississippi. They got a lot of Grudge races locked in. I think she'll be action-packed going there. Man, you got guys coming out, Big Drag and them coming down all the way from Chicago. You got Lil Tony and B and them coming down from Michigan. You got guys coming from Florida, Georgia, Texas, Arkansas, all around, man, Louisiana, Alabama. So, and then all these people coming to February 9th, Galena, Mississippi, all these folks are locked in, so it should be a lot of Grudge action going on February 9th out there in Lena, Mississippi, man. So, hey, man, I'm looking for the season to jump the season off. But, you know, it should be some good races also going on out here in Texas. Roy James race 19th and 20th, you know. I hope Roy come on. Roy got a race. He said he got locked up. So Roy's out there. I mean, Roy, you come on and let the world know in this area what you got going. But it's a lot of racing for the jump off.
Okay, tell me now, my final statement I want to say is for the listeners that's out there, I didn't have the opportunity to text everybody in my phone the flyer for my race, but what you can do if you're listening, you can go on No Problem Raceway or Race Park and you can view the flyer for upcoming events in the calendar for the No Problem Raceway. Now, also, too, Hotball Runner, I don't know if he's on, but he's hosting a race. I'm not mistaken, Atomic Dog, it's April the 26th. He might be online, so he might hit the one button and advertise that. But that's all I have to say right now. I'm going to put my mic on mute, Atomic Dog, and you can roll on with the show. Thank you.
Okay, man, appreciate it. Always good to have you, Boo, and we hope to get a lot of people out there to support your race, March 9th, anybody else. Want to come on and talk about the upcoming event, push the one button and give you a chance to come on and talk a little bit about your race. We got another hand out there, Sharon?
You see me and Scooby on the 19th and the 20th.
All right, then. That's great.
Penny, your mic is open.
What's up, Penny?
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm all right. What's going on?
Just checking in here to see how y'all were tonight.
We're going to get right in and talk about some of this. Run what you brung. Is it truly run what you brung? As the topic again, is shoot after good for the game. And that's going to lead me to go into some of the stuff going back to what was said last week. But before I get off into it and get everybody's input, we want to give everybody, someone else, an opportunity if they want to speak about the event for them to come on and speak with this. If you're not talking at this time, if you can kindly push the mute button. If you're out there and your mic is open, I hear some noise, so you can give some courtesy. Just the mute button on your phone, because I'm hearing some background noise. So please, if you might go, push the mute button. Anytime you come on and you talk, we'll leave your mic open. You stand by. Once you get to talking, just push your mute button or push the one button. Take yourself out of the queue. If you want to come back in, push the one button and put yourself back in the queue. Okay, I don't believe I have another hand just yet. I want to come on and talk about it, Vet. Yeah, I may have one. So, who we got? Want to talk about something?
Tree Man, your mic is open.
Hey, Trey, you can hear me?
What's up, Tree Man? What's going on? Yahi?
Hey, you got Jackie Divas on the line?
Jackie Divas. Yes, I believe Jackie Divas. I believe I did see Jackie out there. Just open Jackie's mic. I think I've seen Jackie out there.
Hello?
Give me just a minute.
Yeah, hold on.
What's on your mind, Green Man?
I want to see if he coming to what race?
I think it's T-Jack. I think she's trying to get him now. I think he's just...
Tree Man, sometimes Jackie's at work when he's listening to the show. So, Jackie,
yeah.
If you can talk, press the 1 button, and that way I'll know. He's on the line, but he may not be able to talk because he's at work.
Okay, I was just trying to see if he was coming down. That's Jackie wants a blower call, right?
Yeah, he got a blower call.
Yeah, I mean, we was trying to see if he was going to come in the race and if he wanted to try to do a little something for a little gas money. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to try to do a whole bunch of no blow-up cover. We can do something to try to make some action.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if Jackie can talk. He can hear you. He's out here, but like I say, he might be there at work and can't speak. But when he get a break and he can, I'm quite sure Jackie will come back on and address that question, Tree Man. So if you stick around, he'll push the 1 button when he can get to a spot where he can talk.
All right, I'm going to get on mute.
Okay, just get on mute.
Right.
Okay, the next hand.
832-9015, your mic is open. 832-9015, your mic is open.
If you don't want to talk and she open your mic, look, you just push the 1 button and take yourself out of the queue. You might have got kicked in the queue. Sometimes they kick you in the queue and you're not aware of it. Just push the 1 button and take yourself back out of the queue. If you want
Jackie,
to talk, just press come back in.
Jackie, your
yeah.
mic is open.
Hello.
Go ahead, Jackie.
What's going on? What's going on, Tracy?
Not much. Just Tree Man had a question for you, so I'll let you address it. Go ahead, Tree Man.
Hey, Jackie, you can hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. What's up, man?
Yeah, I was trying to see you. Was you planning on running your car to Roy James Racing, doing the racing?
No, I will not be at Roy James Race. I think the next time I'll be in Houston, we're really going to try to get to, I guess it's around April, Atomic Dog Show down there. My car, we tore it up at Crandall, and we really haven't even got started on fixing it yet. So.
Oh, okay then, okay then.
But, yeah,
yeah
you want
to...
Yeah, we can... We can do something anytime you catch me at the track. You know, whether it's here or there, I mean, we can line up and do something. Just let me know, man. There ain't no problem.
Yeah, you know, we're just trying to put on a good race, man, for a little gas money or something. But I didn't know you were blowed up. I mean, if I didn't know that, I wouldn't know we must come at you, I mean.
No, like I said, it ain't no problem, man. That's what we trying to do is do some grudge racing, so I appreciate you asking me, and I look forward to racing y'all.
All right, then, Chief. I mean, you know anybody trying to do a little something that's in the class? I mean, you know, shoot it at us, let us know, and let us chew on it.
Okay, yeah, I sure will. Like I said, everybody I got up here right now is tore down for the winter, so I don't see anything I've even got here making it this month.
Okay. All right, Chief.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Hey, Shane.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to leave everything on. I'm going to mute the mic. I'm here at work working, so.
Okay. Just mute your mic. That way, if you want to talk, you know what to do. Okay, man.
Okay.
Okay, got another hand I want to say something before I get off of this?
770-0740. Slim, your mic is open.
Yeah. Hey, I noticed Tree Man was asking for a race. Yeah, Chucky want to run him, and Jeff Nizer want to run him. Mike Hill out of Atlanta will run him. I haven't heard of him going down the track. Every time he get ready for a race, they say something is wrong with his car. This won't work and that won't work. I mean, he's in a good camp. I mean, that pretty paint job decorate Twin and them shop and stuff, but Twin them will run you. But I haven't seen anybody. I haven't seen him run anybody. The
well,
best thing
like
that I seen him do with that car was put it in the car show. Like that's what it's good for. He haven't passed nobody up since they went to Carolina, and it was on the back of the trailer, and they passed a few cars up on the freeway. But he won't have no problem getting no race. And he's asking this man with that blower car for a race. This man know he ain't letting him do nothing. Now, I can understand him promoting Roy James' race, but don't put no fake down like he's going to run somebody, and he's not going to run nobody. If you want to find out, that's just like Philip. Philip wanted to drive his car. Because one thing about Philip, whatever the car do, he going to find out. Because he's not going to pay for nothing that he tear up. He'll drive the hell out of your car. Because he's not afraid of tearing up anything. But he, little did Philip know, is that he didn't want him in that car, period, because that car won't run, man. If it would have run, he would have been busted some ass. Let's see if he run in Roy James in at the Martin Luther King race. Now you can say he put him on the line, let him say what he want to say.
Okay, well, Tree Man, you heard him. Now that Tree Man addressed it by his own car.
Who is that talking anyway?
Well, it don't make no difference who's talking. Say what you got to say. Let's see if you're going to run.
I don't even talk to clowns when you have a car. I mean, why am I sitting there racing my breath with you for? When I talk a lot of race, I'm ready to race. I mean, dude, you probably ain't got
Have you been ready to race?
You
been ready to Jeff Nasr and Chucky, won't you? What's wrong with that race?
Oh, there you go. There you go.
What's wrong with you? You call this man Beavis talking about a blower, running a blower car, and there's some people right down there in Houston.
I ain't got time to mess with you, clown.
I understand that.
I ain't got time to mess with you, clown.
Yeah. Whenever you honestly want to lock up something, well then.
What would you want to lock?
They got my number.
Who is you? Identify yourself. Who is that, Tommy, dog? What do you want to lock up?
They call me the heartbreaker.
He's just a clown with a damn telephone.
Yeah. I haven't seen who have you run since you got that car? Who have you run?
Well, shit. Anybody know anybody got a fast car? Shit gonna break. Mike Hill, won't you?
Yeah.
No, Mike Hill. Didn't we call Mike Hill out in South Carolina, Clown? See, you don't even go nowhere. We called Mike Hill out in South Carolina.
What did you do in South Carolina? Called Mike Hill out in South Carolina. You didn't even race in South Carolina.
You
might have been racing down the freeway to get to the track, faking and going
on. Look, I'm not gonna waste my time talking to a clown, man. Put somebody on your show, man, who got a call one
day. I'll mute my mic, man. Tree Man's on here looking for action, man. He's just trying to step up and trying to make action for the shape. One thing I do know about Tree Man, we are race. Just so y'all don't know, me and Tree Man actually had a race locked in for December 1st with my car. We was going to get down, but shit happened. I broke my car and I hadn't gotten back up and going. So
y'all weren't going to get down, but.
Well, with these cars, you never know like when these cars going to break, man. And sometimes when they break, that's just a part of it. Just like he was locked in and run Roger Rabbit, and he got to the track and had a problem with his car. So the man is ready to race. He won a race, and Tree Man will race in 2013. I'm quite sure if you're at the track, you'll see about it. If not, you'll hear about it. The man do want to engage. There ain't no question about it. Tree Man will engage with his car.
Let me ask you this. Who have you run?
I hadn't ran nobody because I broke, but I was locked in. I went to Georgia to run and ended up breaking my car coming through the burnout. I was down there to race somebody and came home, and I just ain't had the money to fix it. I hope a guy like you can jump some of my weight. Maybe I can complete it and get it back out there. How about that?
Man, you can get a race off. Anytime in February, at the end of February, y'all step up to the line. Don't be asking for no back tires or in the move and all that. Just get up on the line. Y'all have somebody to rate. About the 5th of March, y'all have some. You'll have somebody to rate.
Slim, where you from? Where you from?
Say what?
Where you from?
Where am I from?
Yeah, what I'm saying, you got a car that you get a count with?
It's going to be two cars.
It's going to be two cars.
All y'all have to do is line up beside them.
And where when they I put from, them, huh?
They're going to be from Texas.
From Texas? Are you in Texas?
Yeah. No, I'm in Atlanta.
You in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let us know if you're going, man. You know, I don't think you're going to have a problem getting these cars to race. If it's a grudge car, people trying to make action. So you can't, you know, try to stop a person. Sometimes things happen. But people, we are trying to make action, as you can see. And I'm going to get off into this topic later on about the run with your bum and the shootout good for the game. And while we're speaking about the shootout, are they good for the game? You see Tree Man just stepped up and offered to run a blower car just to try to make action. Like he said, he's not going to race it for a whole lot of money, but he's willing to try to engage with it. As we all know, the fastest car don't always win, but if you go on the shows and you like grudge racing, you have to try to put a little action. We want to try to give something back to the fans. So you have some cars that will step up and run a blower car for some amount of money. No, theoretically, you feel like I can't outpower it. We both got a clean path to make the trip all the way. But no two cars always make a perfect pass. So for a small amount of money, the guy will take the count. Roy's trying to put together a big-time race at his event. As Roy stated, lower cars won't be allowed. He's trying to put on a race. Go ahead.
My mic's still open.
Yeah, your mic's open.
Hey, whoever this clown was on his phone, he need to get Mike Hill's number. Ask Mike Hill that we asked him to run him down over my car that Sunday morning. That's what he do. Whoever that clown is, we need to get Mike Hill's number and ask him that we asked him to run down there that Sunday morning.
Yeah, Mike's overseas right now. We ain't going to worry about him. He said he's coming with two cars. We'll just see if he's making out with the two cars he's talking about throughout the year. So I hope that when he come around, he make himself known and let us know who he was. But I'm going to finish talking about what I was talking about as we lead on off of what we're going to talk about tonight as far as run with your brum and shoot out good for the grudge game and fans. And I'm going to say this, because last week we had a discussion, have grudge, and I want people to push the one button to give you a take on it. Have grudge cars gone too far away from run with your brum? Because a lot of time people going to try to skip races and skip and have just become a part of it. But any two cars can race. It's just we might have to skip it. But these shootouts, fellas, are something for the races to take a chance at some of the tracks. The people who put races on at the track, take a chance at some of their money. And your buy-in is a small buy-in. People come to the track. They're going to make passes. They're going to be testing their car. If you got an action to make you $2,000 or $3,000 getting in a shootout, why wouldn't you get beside anything to get beside you if you got a small amount to buy in? You know, I said that because, to me, this run with your brum look like people don't go for it no more, and that's why you see some of these shootouts come to try to help bring entertainment for the crowd and also give the people a chance to have a pot up and put a small buy in. Now, me saying that, I'm saying this. There was a big discussion, and I welcomed everybody's input, but me from a racer, and right now talking from a promoter standpoint, I'm aiming to try to give the spectators something to where they can see guys race. Either that mean me putting up money and lowering the pot on a buy-in to get guys to engage who may not believe they can outrun this blower car, or they can, may not can outrun this turbo car. If the buy-in is low enough, can people run what they brung and take a gamble? And I said that to say this, and it might not come off in everybody's favor, but I believe people are waiting to see what am I going to do about the grudge bill. And I only have one thing in mind to do at this present time. Not saying if it get enough and get big enough, it won't change. You know, we got to adapt to the situation that we have at hand. And right now, it's run what you brung. And if I'm putting a show on and I'm putting money up, I have to lower the buy-in to try to increase the people to get in. With that said, I have to, you know, let every car have a chance to get in the back half shootout. And the reason why I'm saying that is because when we had the shootout in Dallas, and I appreciate everybody came out, before the shootout, I talked to a lot of the heavy hitters with these cars, and they said, let everybody in. With that being said, I can't go back and take that person out when we already set precedent and let him in. What I can do, since the buyout was like $500 to buy units to buy in, I'm working on lowering that buy-in to where more people would take a chance at the promoter's money that they're putting up at the event to have a small buy-in. So we want to go to the line. I want people to speak up. Don't be ashamed to push the one button. Don't be afraid to talk. Hey, this is everybody's voice. But shootouts, my opinion, and run what you brung is a tick-for-tack thing, because there's a lot of stipulations going in that run what you brung, and some races don't happen. But when there's a shootout and you allow certain cars to get in and the buy-in is low, you have a better chance for guys to say, well, I'm going to take a chance, because now they're taking a chance for free money with minimum buy-in. I'm going to go to the line, and I want people to chime in, give your opinion, because all in all, it's the beginning of 2013 is coming out. Roy Jane got the first big race coming up, the MLK race, and as you know it, these big top cars always have an expense, and guys like to gamble for more money. But when you see these big top cars stepping up, and in Roy's race, he's trying to put together some kind of shootout for big top cars, they line everybody in. Same way I feel about the backhand cars. We set precedent by letting it in. My opinion, we got to remain that way. If it gets to the fact and we start getting more and more cars, and we make and say, hey, these cars are dominating, maybe we can break it up and have two classes to run that show to give the spectators more and more to see, so be it. But where we stand today, I got to continue doing it because we set precedent December 1st, Dallas Raceway, and let the guy run for the belt. So with that said, I just want y'all to understand I'm trying to do it for the spectators and for the racers, some of the racers who don't have what some other racers got, whether it's an 800 cubic inch motor, whether it's a turbo car, whether it's a blower car, whether it's a big nitrous car with one carburetor versus a big nitrous motor with multiple kits. Hey, where would it be equal at? Where would it be equal at? It's never going to be equal. Two cars, they never going to set the same. But if the minimum buy-in, there's not too much. Guys that really want to race and take a chance, I believe they'll step up because you're racing. But it's about money and it's about pride. And all in all, I believe everybody that comes to a grudge race likes to see when the fans have a good time and go wild. They like to try to put on a show. So I'm going to go to the line and it's open the mics up. And we can all talk about what can we do, have it going that way, are they good or not. So push the one button. Hey, I don't want to do all the talking. Guys, y'all talk with me. Bring some questions to me, some answers. Just trying to, like Post Doc Joe say, we're just trying to make some sense out of the nonsense.
Big Glenn, your mic is open.
Hey, how you doing there, Tommy Dog?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much. You remember me, man, out of Dallas with the purple colors?
You got the colors. You had a pretty good old run.
Purple and silver. Hey, I was listening on the subject about the run with your brun or putting up the pot. The run with your brun thing in grudge racing really kind of kicked me out the game because it's, when you do the run with your brun, it's okay, but I'm tired of it take all day to do one race. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If we're going in putting up a minimal pot, you know what I mean? Even if your car runs 4.0, when I know I can't run but 4.50, you know, we all racing for some. Everybody trying to do their thing. And I done seen some of the slower cars that won the event because I have done it a lot of times. You know, and something like that, well, it has some type of structure to it, will definitely get me back in the game so far as coming to a lot of events and stuff like that, you know.
Well, now I'm glad you said it because exactly what I'm talking about. I know you, Glenn. You got to cut this up out of purple silver cutters. That's right. You know, you get in the back tie shootout or a chassis shootout. Hey, guys,
right.
Put up a couple $1,000. Your brand might not be but $250 or $100. You might say, hey, I'm gonna take a chance. I know I can't run that car, but that car don't always make the trip. You got it.
Like I said, when I first started running Pro Mod, I didn't have nothing but a 500 quid killing this mode, one copywriter. And I qualified a dang near every one I went to, you know, and made a round or two every now and then. But, you know, it's just the way that they doing it now when we come to certain events, it's just tedious and it makes the trip not even enjoyable. It makes racing not even enjoyable. You know what I mean? But when you go to something, like I say, when you have something that's structured, you know, no matter, I don't care if it's a 390 car, if we all done paid our money, I'm going to get up there because I feel like I got action just like anybody else. You know what I'm saying? That's going to give the fans more races to look at, more cars to look at, and they ain't going to be sitting around and we end up racing each other on foot like we've been doing at some of these events that I've been going to here in the late part of the year, you know. And so, you know, like I say, that's just basically, you know, where I'm at with it at, you know, because I think that right there will get a whole lot of people back in the game. They got cars that know they ain't the fastest and, you know, running on a budget, you know what I'm saying? And so,
yeah.
You know, it'll give them a chance to get out there and do their thing and shine out a little bit, you know, and start having fun again. Because when the fun is going out of this thing, when you know you're going to go to the track and sit up and listen to somebody bump and talk, and they say, well, we're going to be in the stage lanes at 8 o'clock and don't end up running till 11 or 12. You know, that ain't no fun no more. I mean, you know that.
Yeah.
You know? So,
I agree with you, man. Hey, it's for the guys. And I look at it like this. For the guys who don't want to get in it and they just want to find their man and lock that man in, so be it. Guys that want to do that, find your man, lock him in. Do it whoever race you want to. All it's about, man, is guys hustling, trying to, you know, win them a little money and trying to put on a good show for the fans. But for the ones who maybe don't want to do that, maybe want to take that chance on that small buy-in, it's actually going to create more for the fans and for some of the guys, like you said, who can't run as fast. They taking a gamble for small buy-in. For the guys who got some of these high-dollar cars that run real fast and don't want to do it, those guys are always going to be trying to lock them in anyway. So I'm just trying to find a place to where, you know, everybody has some kind of chance. Because just like I said, if you look at a turbo car and the guy got an 800 cubic inch motor car or 700 something cubic inch 5-inch motor car, 5.2 or 5.3, he might feel like, well, I can't outrun that blower car. Well, he might feel that way. You take that same 5-inch motor car, might have 800 or something cubic inches with four kits on it sitting over here at a back half car, and you got a guy over here with a nitrous car that might not have a two kits on it and one carburetor. Ain't no way he can think that he can outrun that car sitting over there with an 805, 5-inch or 5.2 motors that he can outrun it. But, you know, he's going to feel the same way as you felt running against that turbo car. But if you have a pot and the track is putting up the money and the buy-in is smaller, that guy might take a gamble and say, fuck it, I'm going to get in there. It's not going to risk. A lot of these guys are only four or five guys. Hey, man, you got a $200 buy-in. You got four or five guys. Y'all put up $250. Y'all taking a gamble. You know, so all it is another kind of way to create action and give some of these guys that's not quite as fast a chance to play. All they they're going to try to lock in on their own anyway. So it's just something to think about, something to try. It's not a perfect solution, but a solution, I believe, that gives each and every player that comes to the track a room to play, whether he going to lock his man in one-on-one or we got a little shootout for the races he want to get in and a spectator to see them.
Well, I tell you what, Tracy. I've been knowing you a long time. You've been knowing me. And this is my car line for 2013. I ain't got the fastest car, but any event that you have or you got something to do with, I'm going to stand behind you. If you got somebody that want to run, best two out of three or whatever, I don't care if it's a blower car, a turbo car, whatever, you can find me at my trailer or get my personal phone number. I'll be there because I'll get out because I ain't scared. So anybody that got a car, I'm saying this, and you can put it out there. Now, the best I'm going to probably be do is probably some 50s at the best because I ain't spending no more money.
Don't talk about the time.
Hey, you know what? I don't even care about this. I just want to race. But anybody who want to do something, you know, to help out and promote a race, or you want to promote a best two out of three or something like that, I'm down with it. You know what I mean? You know, and I'm down with what you're saying about, you know, putting up the money and everybody taking their first shot. So I'm just saying that's my stance for 2013. So if you have anything like that, I'm one that you can count on to be there and come on, take care of business, man.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, so I know it's a lot more people want to talk, so I'm going to get off of here, man. And like I say, man, I appreciate you and the things that you do. And every time I see you at the track, I'm rooting for you, you know. And I don't be running up to you and being your favorite. I know you're trying to take care of your business, but, hey, man, you know, me and you go back to them yellow belly days. You know what I mean?
I remember that, Big Glenn. I remember that.
So, hey, man, just, you know, like I say, Happy New Year, man. Keep doing what you're doing. And I'll check back in with you. And I think I got you on Facebook. I know Miss Sharon got me on Facebook. So, you know, if you come up with something or you want to holler, man, just give me a shot, man. And I'll do everything in my power to be there for you and help you along with it.
I appreciate it, man. Just hang around, man. Somebody might be hollering at you about trying to make a race. You coming to Roy's Day race?
Yeah. I'm coming down there. I'm gonna bring my cutlass and I got a little old street car Regal, you know, stock suspension, 28s on it, with power seats and power wonder. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm ready to do some fighting with it too. So
anybody
wanna do something, just holler at me.
Feel free to jump in anytime. We're gonna go online and see what some of the other callers gotta say. Let the guys talk, let's talk about it and see what we can do.
Tony Thorne, your mic is open.
He must not be paying attention right now. Okay.
He just pressed the one button. Tony Thorne, your mic is hot. And we'll come back to Tony.
If you're not talking, the mic's open, so if you're not talking and you kind of push the one button, I hear some background noise, just push it. Just push your mic. If you want to stand in the queue, just mute your mic until she comes to you. If you're in the queue now, just mute your mic until she comes to you. Next call.
832-4718. Your mic is open.
That's me, Tommy Dog. It's Poser, man. How you doing, bro?
What's up? Who is this?
It's Poser. Hey, it's Shaker. Out of Houston, Texas, man. South Carolina, man. All right, it's all good, my brother. My first time joining in on your show, man. I really applaud you, man. You keep the good things going on, man. I like that, man. You know, congrats to you, guys. But I got some haters out there need to be shook out, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting phone calls left and right during the week and everything, you know. And I think it's time to bring all this stuff to the track, you know. Quit talking about it and start being about it, you understand me? You know what I'm saying? Run your car, not your mouth, you feel me? And we got a lot of that going on with that fellow named Big D, you know, Nate Dogg with the Blue Big Tool. You know, some of those cats out of this town over there, Mass Drive and everything. And it's just, I'm just sick and tired of hearing all this bumping and grinding going on, but ain't nobody talking about doing nothing. So, this hater shaker, they know it's poser. Bring it out to y'all. We're going to make it happen, you understand me? So, I'm letting Nate Dogg know. Every time he see me at the track, he want to question me about my car. Well, I'm letting you know now. Bring your Blue Big Tool to the track. Okay, we're gonna make this happen. You understand me? I'm Hater Shaker, the Gray Kumar, your worst nightmare. You know I'm the one that you woke up in the middle of the night screaming my name. You feel me? So I'm telling you right now, bring it. Quit talking about it and be about it. Now, I'm through, sir. Have a good day. I'm out.
So you actually want to get Nate Dogg on the phone? So if anybody out there know how to get Nate Dogg on the phone, Hater Shaker, you saying you want to holler at him? You trying to let him know you want to holler at him? Is that what you're saying?
That's it. I'm just tired of trying to holler at me. I'm there. Let's do this.
Somebody help me out. There's a lot of y'all out there from Houston. I see your numbers on that. Somebody help me out. Y'all know Nate Dogg. Y'all get Nate Dogg on the phone. We're not going to let old Hater Shaker come on here whooping on old Nate. Nate don't have a chance to come on here and speak for itself. Don't hang up. Just stand by. We're going to see if we can't get Nate Dogg on his phone. And let him talk for
man, until he come, he ain't the only one. You got Big D, okay? He run around here with this big mountain motor, okay? And the bad-ass car, I don't buy that either. I don't buy no bad-ass car, so man, I don't care about him. Big D be bumping all the time, but that's fine. He go too, you understand me? I'll ask for him to move. He can't afford to give a little old small block, a little fart kid us my move. That's fine. I'm all right with that. Well, I'm man enough to book you for what you got, you understand me? That's just where I'm at, you understand? So he go too. So ain't no thing, you know. It's just been a whole lot of talk behind the door, behind closed doors. You know, all this moving around, bumping around between the sheets to be coming down. It's time to fall that tail, you understand me? Be a man, step up, quit talking about it, and let's be about it, you understand me? That's just what I stand for.
Now, which Big D is this? Is that Dion?
Oh, yeah, you know Big D, he the one been getting on there every Tuesday, running off in the mile. He goes run all the time, you know what I'm saying? He never really ran nobody, you understand me? But, I mean, he talk a good game, you know. Yeah. Big Dale. Yeah.
Big Dale from Louisiana?
Ghetto Dreams, I think that he from the ghetto and he's having dreams. So I think he just put on the car, Ghetto Dreams. So, you know, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, wait a minute. You talking about Big Dale from Louisiana or another Dale?
No, Big Dale from Houston, Texas. Got Ghetto Dreams on the front of his car, sir.
Ghetto Dreams. Okay, y'all hear Hater Shaker. He's coming on here. He wired up for 2013. He wired up, so y'all help us out here and see if we can't get somebody to come on here and dress him, because right now he's standing kind of tall. He's coming on here trying to shut the show down, trying to lock somebody up. So if anybody out there want to race, sound like he's going to be at Roy James Race. So if anybody coming to Roy James Race, I feel like they know what Hater Shaker got. It's your time to try to get something situated for them to help make that event go well. Just hang around, man. We're going to see what we can do, because you whooping real tough. Look like you want to try to get your man. You say you tired.
Bet that. I'm hanging low. Yes, sir. Bet that.
Okay, go to the next call.
Let me try Tony Thorne again. Tony Thorne, your mic is open.
Tony, was you there?
Okay, oh, I'll try to get Tony. I'll try to get his attention in just a minute. Webb, your mic is open.
Yeah, because this is Webb out of Alamo City. When are you going to have another meet down here like you had a couple of years ago?
At San Antonio, well, man, you know, it's been some conversation. We're just going to see what happened. You know, right now I'm not scheduled to have one down there in 2013. I kind of got a few going elsewhere, but I will I am looking. They talk to me, so I am looking to try to find a spot sometime to go back to San Antonio. Of course, another nice track, and I like that track, but it's some things, personal thing, we got to get straight with the track. That's the only reason why I wasn't down there, but we done talked a few times, and so you may see me in the future, so that's the best I can tell you.
Yeah, that first one you gave, that first one you gave was an awesome show, man. You turned it out.
Okay, hopefully we can make some more. So, you know, it's all depend on the track, you know. You know, all depend on the track, so. But yeah, I've talked to me, so we'll see what happens. And me,
yeah,
time,
like
man, you said. Houston, Dallas is not that far. Houston, Dallas is not that far. Can you travel a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I got homeboys up there in Dallas. I go down there every so often to Kennedale, watch them run down there.
Well, come on out, man, you know. We'd like to have you out there. Bring some of your friends, man.
All right. Well, you have a good one. I stay
okay,
on to listen to your show. You got an awesome show,
it,
man.
Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Okay, you don't have any more hands up right now. Somebody might want to text Tony Thorne and tell him his hand is up, but he's not paying attention or something.
Okay. We got a lot of people that's in the queue, and I want someone to chime in about the discussion about the run with your brother, about the shootout, and if anybody sees it, what do you think about it? I'm just asking, you know, for input, what do people think about it? There's a lot of promoters around here be putting on shows, and each and every one of us are aiming to try to make a good event for the spectators and give the races a nice place to race with some good quality racing. So I'm just trying to want to hear the opinion about it. You know, I kind of stated putting myself out there, let people know the direction I'm going, how I feel about it, and the reason why I choose to do it the way that I'm choosing to do it. What do some of the racers think about it? And we got spectators on here to come in and pay their money. What do you say about it? We want to get, we just like to kind of kick it out there. What can we do to improve it? Or what can we do? But what do you think about it? Other promoters might hear something. They might say, yeah, let's try it at our event. That's different places. People are going to do things different. But some of the stuff we can incorporate and do some of the same type stuff. And when spectators come, they get to see a real good show. And that's the main objective. They have a good event. They have to give the races some action, and everybody can't bet the big bucks, but some people will take a stay out in a shootout. So what do y'all think about that? Somebody help me out here. Don't let me get on here and just do all the talking. It's a lot of talk been going around. I've been having a busy, busy week from that last show. I've been having a busy week behind the scenes talking with people about different things. So let me know. Help me out. I just got a text that Big D will be coming on pushing the one button in a minute. So, hey, the shaker, just hang on. Hey, we'll be coming on pushing the one button in a minute. Until then, don't be so quiet on me. We got a lot of people out here. You know what? We just don't hear what you got to say. So, come on, talk about it. You know, it's not going to be for everybody, but we got to look at it. We want to make action. We got to get these fans something to see. We got to get these fans something to see. I don't really want to come to a show and don't see no races and see people standing around and off and don't do racing. The ones who going to race, you know who they are. They going to find somebody to race. We know the people that's going to race regardless of where they go, they going to race. But then we got some other people, a lot of us come to the show and we, you know, for some reason, maybe don't feel like we had the money to bet for some of these guys, but if we got some kind of shootout, hey, find your place that you can fit in and make action. What's going on with this run with your brother? Is it still in existence, or do we lean towards let the run with your brother people do what they do and let the people like to get in the shootout do what they do and the spectators get to see, get the most, best of both worlds? What do y'all think about it? Push the one button, man. Come on, talk to me. This is for all of us. Everybody got some opinion. We just like to hear. Ain't nothing wrong with your opinion. Don't be afraid to push that button. Come on and talk to me. Come on, ladies. Come on, early. background. You mute the mic.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, this is Big Glenn again. Hey, like I said before, man, it's really kind of only one way to maybe clear that up. Maybe y'all can put on a show where you have both things. You know, you can do the run with your brum and do the deal. But like I say, and kind of let the fans decide. Me, from a racer standpoint, I know that the putting up the money part deal is going to be better because there's going to be some racing.
Every show that I'm doing, I'm having a shootout. And I'm having a shootout and putting the money up for the reason I want the spectators to come and I want them to see action. The people that's going to run what you run, that's going to brew his race, they're going to get
right.
It on anyway. You don't always
right.
have to try to tell them folks, the hard hitters, brew his races, they're going to try to get their man anyway. But some of the other
right.
ones, they come, sometimes they feel like they can't mix up with them. Hey, you got to shoot at a little buy-in, a guy take a chance.
Right, and like I say,
see, man, you stepped up looking for Jackie Divas. Jackie Divas have a blow-up car. Tree Man said it don't matter. So you see guys what? Just want to race. You see guys got cars like, you know, B-Tree and Roy James. We won't get a whole lot of races around here in our backyard. We have to travel far to get a race. Sometimes when you have things right in your home state, you want to do something, you go to the state. So, you know, everybody not always going to race, but if you got some kind of shootout, take a chance. The buy-in is not going to be that much. Just like when I get my car back running, hey, I'm going. All of them got a race, they got a place for a big car with a little fire, I'm getting in. Roy James got one with a small fire, I'm getting in. Batman got one, Bubba got one, Mac got one, any Catacat got one, any out there can have one with a big car, and the fire is not bad, I'm getting in. Anybody can win. The fastest car is not always going to win. For example, somebody use the mic, you got a lot of noise. Prime example. Everybody around here knows when it comes to a nicest car. When it comes to a nicest car, Doug Reister has the fastest, nicest car in the world. Doug Reister do. Doug Reister does not win every ADRL race. He does not win it. But he has the fastest car. Frankie Taylor has one of the fastest blower cars around here. He do not run and win any race. So at any given time, anybody can win. And that's why I'm leaning towards the small buy-in on a shootout to give people a chance to run for the track or the promoter's money. And the heavy hitters, if they want to get in the fines, they get 2-for-1. They want to lock their man in 1-on-1, so be it. It's just trying to create a format where we can make more action, people can start supporting each other's race, and the spectators can get their money. That's what it's about. So we just, somebody push the one button, help me out. Let me know you say a lot of people out here. We got a lot. I'm looking at this line. There's a lot of hands on here. We got a lot of veteran racers out here that have been around for a long time. Push the one button, help us out. Some of you newcomers, push the one button. There's not a right or wrong answer. It's just your opinion. If it's an opinion that some good calls for the Grudge game, you support it, we want to hear about it. Don't be afraid. Push the one button. We just talk about it. Not everybody at one time. What we got, Sharon?
Scooby, your mic is open.
Hey, Atomic Dog, how you doing?
What's going on? I'm doing all right, man. How you doing?
All right. This is Scooby out of New Orleans. What I find, Atomic Dog, is now the thing is everybody worry about what size tire you have on your car and what kind of suspension you have. That's the main thing you see. Now, nobody want to race unless you got a certain tire or a certain suspension on your car.
You do see that a lot these days. You do see it an awful lot. What do you think about that?
You know, when I first started racing, you raced whatever you had, whether you had a big tire or small tire. Now that's all they worry about, because they talk about a back half car. If you look at a true stock suspension car that they call stock suspension, they got more chance to work under that car than a back half car got under it.
Yes, you're right. A lot of these guys do.
And you know, they talk about, oh, this is a stock suspension car. Ain't nothing stock about that. When you got the driver compartment boxed in, where is that stock at? That ain't stock.
I have to agree with some of these guys. Got some cars, man, you know, if you ain't careful, you know, they might look stock, and then you'd be able to get a chance to see up front of them. Some of them cars are tricked out. So, it's drug racing. Guys going to do what they feel like they have to do. They're going to try to see if they're racing how they got to stip it. And remember, in this drug racing, a lot of it got to do with trickery and understanding the language, man, you know. It is what it is in today's time. But, you know, all in all, you know, hey, if you lock them in, you lock them in. So people going to be trying to get their man the best way they can today.
That's all I have to say about it.
Okay. All right, man. Problem. Appreciate you calling. Next caller.
214-4667. Your mic is open.
Hey, Trace, it's Kenny Duke. What's happening, man?
What up, Kenny? How you doing, man?
Shoot, not bad. Just rolling down the road listening to y'all talk. I was just going to put my two cents in about these grudge events and all that. I don't know whose responsibility is when you go to a track and there's no organization in staging lanes and there's no VHT and, you know, you sit in the stage lanes 2 hours before you're able to make the pass. I mean, if we, you know, talk about that a little bit, I'm sure that'll give y'all the rest of the evening. I mean, it's just like at Crandall, the last event was just, I mean, there was guys sitting in the staging lanes 2 hours to race. I mean, and at the end, they couldn't get the track cleaned up and didn't have any VHT, and they ended up calling some of the class races off because of the fact they couldn't clean the track, couldn't get the VHT. So I didn't know is that the track's responsibility or is that the promoter's responsibility? I think that would make a good show, you know, if we could keep, you know, I think that's a good place to have an event, but if, you know, they can't keep the stuff they needed the track to keep it prepped or whatever the case may be, it just kind of stinks when you're out there trying to watch a race, which I was spectating. I didn't have anything out there, but heck, man, we stood out there waiting for another round or waiting for somebody to go down the track, and they're just cleaning. And then finally, you get tired of watching and you kind of just get irritated in the situation. So I just thought I'd bring that up and let you kind of touch base with that.
Okay. Well, let me answer that the best I can. And I agree with you. You know, when you put on these shows, it's part responsibility of the promoter who's putting the show on to have the adequate amount of people in place to try to help control the staging lane or the track condition. That's with the track management. They take care of the track. And you're right. In Dallas Raceway, we had a ton of cars. The staging lanes got backed up. We have to continue to find better solutions to manage the crowds in the staging lane. We thought we would have it kind of figured out. A lot of times when you do this stuff on paper, sometimes in real life, it gets bundled, jumbled. And in Dallas, it got bundled, jumbled on us as promoters. Guys, we had working it. You know, we got to do a better job in collaborating the race and getting people in place and try to keep all the grudge cars to one side and all the class cars to a certain lane and grudge cars to a certain lane. And hopefully when they announce that stuff, the racers themselves have to take some responsibility to go into the right places. So it's going to take a collaboration of the people that's putting the show on, the promoters that putting it on, to have a sufficient amount, adequate amount of people to help organize that. And it is some work. People don't understand it, but it is some work. And me, myself, me and Tina, when we do a show, that's one thing we talked about. We got to do a better job of trying to do crowd control in that stage lane with them cars. Because, right, a guy come down, we putting on a show, and the guy's doing some testing tuning. Some of the guys with testing tune, they sit in the stage lanes a lot longer. And I know to them it seems unfair. because, you know, you keep trying to push the grudge race cars that we've got a race on, which is, you know, you want to go on and get them off because they got money locked in. Then you want to try to put the class in there. So all in all, the promoter, we have to do a better job of the people that we have in these events that's trying to help control these staging lanes. The track owner or managers, that's their responsibility to take care of that track. When you go in and you rent these tracks, I know when I do my negotiation, I always negotiate. That's one of the main parts is have a safe track, have a sticky track, and sometimes, you know, when races come back and there be some complaints, you know, I have to go back to the management and say we got to do a better job. I'm hearing this. So all in all, going into 2013, man, we taking everything that we saw from the last race. We take, I am personally taking input that I'm hearing from the races and the fans and going off into the next event, trying to find ways to tie up these loose ends to try to make a better race to where we can try to, you know, it's not a perfect world, but you always have to aim to try to learn something from your last race and try to do better the next race. So with that said, man, that's what I'm aiming to do with you. You want them to sit right. It was like that. It was like that. So we just got to keep working on it.
So that's all I have, man. I just I think everything's good. Other than that, that seems to be the biggest problem is the organization and the, you know, just the prepping of the track and keeping it prepped all night. Because I think you even lost the race out of that left lane, and I lost money on it. But anyway,
well,
no big.
I didn't time the round starter.
All right, man. I'm gonna get off of here. Let y'all do your thing. I just thought I'd bring that up.
Well, hey, before you go, What do you think about what I said about all of some of these running for these belts and these shootouts and grudge races about trying to give a playing field where it looks like, you know, people could get in with a minimum buy-in and still make action. The ones that's going to be heavy hitters that's going to go each other, they can do it either way. What do you think about that? What do you think about trying to sell it, given what we have? In some races you go to, you don't see much action. Just your input.
I think all that'll work. I think what you're trying to do is good. I just think that the biggest problem is keeping the track race ready. You know what I mean? You got break. You're always gonna have brakes and seats and fields. And I think the drag radio thing was good. It just takes so long if somebody breaks to get the track prep back up and going again. And it's, you know, just, you know, I think it all boils down to just being able to keep the race going. And that's the hardest part. It seems like for a lot of the events, Denton did a pretty good job. It looks like they had their stuff together. I mean, and it's probably because they have the manpower, you know, and just, I guess, being more prepared. But, like, I mean, if you got those, you know, drag radio classes and the 7-0 classes and all that stuff running, they kind of, you know, if you get a oil down, you can't really, the staging lanes get buttered up with cars that are trying to test and tune while you're waiting on those guys to get down the track. There's one oil down and it backs everybody up, and that's where the delays start coming in because there's not enough people there helping clean the track up.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, but that Final Four thing and all that stuff, yeah, I think that's a good idea. I really think that's a good idea. Like you said, people will take chances, and even if they're not fast enough, like you said earlier, the fastest car will always take the trip, so. Yeah, I think you got a good plan with that. I agree with all that.
Okay. All right.
I'll get off here. I'm just taking up too much time.
All right, man. I appreciate you chiming in, man. Always good to have input, man. Okay, go to the line. Who we got next, sir?
Birdman, your mic is open.
What's going on, Tracy?
What's going on, Birdman?
I don't know. Elijah's just calling in, and they know we appreciate it, and now, we like the shootouts because, believe it or not, we're a low-budget team, and it's nice to be able to show up, know you're going to be able to race, and to not have to put up a fortune to run, and if you don't get a locked-up race, the shootouts are nice, and that's why we like running. And I appreciate you letting us in.
Well, you know, Barry, man, I want to make this clear. I didn't do it solely up on y'all, and I don't want people to think that I'm being biased or partial to Houston. It's not trying to look at it from my standpoint as a promoter. I'm trying to look at it overall for the track, the fans, the races, there's a lot of races can't afford to run for $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000, but they will come to the race and you got to put up $100 or $200, and the track is putting $2,000 or $3,000 out there. They will go for it. The ones who go fencing, you and there, there was a shootout. We put $3,000 up. Y'all had a $500 buy-in. You and there are bet on the side. So therefore, whatever y'all gonna bet on the side, when y'all decide each other, y'all wanna do each other, y'all know that y'all actually doing a drug race just in the shootout. So y'all have a 2-for-1. You got the money you can get from each other plus the tracks money. Then you got a guy that don't have as much money that won't bet y'all on the side. He got a minimum buy-in. If it's $200, he still got action. Because the fastest part of him always wins, he's taking a gamble. And that's what it's all about. And these spectators, they don't really know what's going on. They just like to see two cars haul ass out of that hole and see the first one get to the finish line. So all in all, man, I made a decision of my event based on races and spectators. It's not just catered to all the people who got all the money that can do it a certain way. I opened it up to where, hey, even a small man could get in and take a chance. Because I know some guys that got called me and got a couple of kids on them, one covered, run pretty decent. But hell, you know, if you go out and say, hey, Barry, man, say, I want to run you for $2,000 or $3,000, he goes, hell no, I can't run you. But if you get in a shootout and I put up $2,500 or something, he got a buy in at $200. He'll say, well, shit, I got a chance just as well as him. He might get knocked out for me, or hell, he might blow the tires off. If I lose or win, I took a chance at $200. Four of us put in, then it cost him a $50. You know, I'm looking at it like that, trying to find a place for everybody and for the fans to come out and enjoy themselves and everybody have a good time and try to make a successful event. So my decision was made based on the overall. I think shootouts are just something that's good for the girls' game. And I just think that, so I made my decision based on that.
Well, and I agree with that. And I'm just letting you know that, I mean, we appreciate it. That, and the shootouts are what we've always run, even back when we were stock suspension, running everything. Because, like I said, we are a low-budget team, believe it or not. And it's nice to go run a shootout.
Mm-hmm.
We like them.
Okay.
We will travel for a shootout.
Yeah. You, like you said, you gonna find your man on the side. Whoever you get a side of, of course, you, y'all gonna bet a little more. That's on y'all, you know. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Anyway, I just wanted to chime in and tell you we appreciate it and we do like the shootout.
Okay. Hey, well, man. Well, thank you.
Okay. Tell me down.
What's going on?
Hey, this Boom.
Go ahead, Boom.
I just want to give a personal invitation out to Mr. Birdman. Mr. Birdman, this is the DVD, man, that you had all them DVDs from, man. You know I'm hosting a race in No Problem Dragway here in Louisiana. I also have a Grudge Talk show, too, on the ranch tonight. And I want to give you a personal invitation for you to come down to Louisiana and try to play around with these old Cajun guys out here. Louisiana, man. And I see you run your car, man. I like your style. I'm not only just giving you a personal invitation. Anyone in Texas that loves the girls race but wants to come down, man, and I will cater to all Texas guys that want to come down and support my race March the 9th. Like I said, if anyone want to get more information on it, you can log on to No Problem Raceway and get a whole lot more information on it. And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Okay, man. Thank you.
I just answered Boone, tell him, yeah, we're going to try to make it up there. We've been wanting to come run over in Louisiana anyway. I've got actually a lot of customers in Louisiana that's been wanting to come out and watch us run, and we've been planning on making a trip up to No Problem anyway. So we're going to try to make it. We've got a few races here scheduled pretty close. I don't know if we'll make that one, but we're going to try. We appreciate the advice.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Next call, Sharon, we got?
Tracy, Roy is, he's out of town, and where he is, it has no phone service. So I've got his nephew, Jesse, on the line. He wants to come on and tell a little bit about Roy's show, if that's okay.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Go on, Jesse.
Jesse, your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Ain't too much, man. I'm doing all right. I was just coming on to let y'all know that we got Dobbs coming out of North Carolina. We locked him in with his Dragon car. Buddy Blow locked in with Dr. Jekyll. And I think Alley Cat and Gadget got something going on, too, man. But I just wanted to let everybody know that Dobbs coming from North Carolina. And he's bringing
okay.
on four cars.
That should be good, man. It's good to have them guys come down here, man, support the show, man. We looking forward to seeing that. Hope y'all kick that tail. Every time a car come from these coast, I wanted to get his tail kicked. So.
And I think Timmy and Glass, man, are supposed to be locked in, too. I thought they were.
Timmy and Glass, man?
Yeah,
okay.
I think they're supposed to be locked in, too.
Okay, that'd be good, man. That'd be good.
It's turning. It looks like it's turning out to be a good show. Just got to make sure the weather and everything holds up. But so
yeah.
far, it's starting to look good.
Well, I hope so, man. I wish y'all success with it. And hope guys come out and we all try to support each other's shows as we do. Just continue to do it, man. And we do that and work together, man. I believe that we can have a better 2013 this year. So if we get off on that track and keep going, aiming that direction, man, everybody can put on some quality shows and that's what I like to see happen personally. Everybody have good shows, man.
Yeah, no, so elaborate a little bit on what you were saying about the lowering the entry fee for other cars to get in with those fast cars. I think Roy lowered the entry fee on the big tire race, too, man, to give everybody a chance to get some action, man. And no matter
yeah.
what kind of big tire it is.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's just, you know, I think it just makes sense to do it sometime, because if not, you'll sit around. You'll have these guys take these cars and you go to track waiting around to get a grudge race and you go home that night and you didn't get no kind of action. Which sometimes if you put up some kind of little shootout, put a little buy-in, you'll be able to create some kind of action. So I believe some action beat no action. So regardless, when we go to these tracks, we're going to run these cars. So I will try to take a stab at a little something. You know when you're grudging, you're taking a chance anyway. So
yeah. Well, I ain't going to hold you up too long. I just wanted to call in and let that be known that we got those guys coming out from North Carolina, man. Those boys
okay.
do like to race from up there.
Okay, that's right, man. Appreciate it, man. Call in anytime, man. Chime in and let your voice be heard. It's about letting your voice be heard.
All right, I'm going to mute my mic now.
Okay. All right, Sharon, we got?
Tony Thorne, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Tommy Dog?
Tommy Dog, what's going on? You finally woke up, huh, man? Was that you heard it's going on the mic?
No, actually, I got another phone call that had you on hold.
Oh, okay. We thought that was you snoring. Somebody was snoring in the background. We thought you fell asleep, man. I said, damn, I done voted Tony already. What's
hey,
going on, man?
I'm looking to lock in with them old 901 boys. I don't know if they're on the line or not. You know, they
could
run any
29-inch
tire car. Well, I got a
29-inch
tire car, and I'm here to lock in with them.
Oh, hold on. We're going to see, can we get Whit on the line? Sherry, you got Whit's number?
Tracy, I've already tried to get Whit. Whit's number or Whit's line is going to a strange voicemail. I did get in touch with one of the other 901 boys who really can't lock it in, but he's trying to get Whit for us, so... We may be able to get Whit like within the next 15 to 20 minutes, hopefully.
Okay, Tony, just hang on. When Whit come on, he definitely will go to pushing that one button. So you just hang on right here. What do you think about Tony? I don't know if you say he was on other lines. What I said about, you know, run what you brung and shoot out, so they're good for the grudge game and the fans. What are your take on that? Tony. Tony done... Muted his mic, went to took another call already.
Tony just dropped off.
Okay. He'll call back in. So I like to hear people speak. That's it for some of these people. I see some numbers out here. Some of these people who hadn't spoke. I like to talk to some of these people who
hold
hadn't
on,
spoke.
Tracy, just a second. Okay, Tony, you're back in.
Yeah, I'm back online. Like I said, I just want to see if I can lock in with 901 boys. I don't care if it's in Houston at your race or I race March 16th. I'll run them.
Okay. They're trying to get Whit on the line now. Just hang on. But Tony, for us on this other topic, what I spoke about, you hear what I talked about, run with your brother versus shootouts and to try to make action in these events. What are some of your take on that for some of these guys that are not as fortunate to have a whole bunch of money to get a great big old motor to run some of these cars? If you have some kind of shootout, that means the promoter's putting up the money and the person that's getting in it, he have a small entry fee, so that it won't have as much risk. He might take a gamble. What do you think about some of that? That way anybody can get in.
I think that's a great deal to do. I mean, if these promoters will start putting up some money, you know, a nice-sized person, they'll get, you know, 10 or 15 cars up to run each other. And it ain't never the fastest car that wins anyway, so it don't really matter.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's better to try to get
99% of the time, it ain't the fastest car that wins.
I tell people, Doug Reese got the fastest, nicest automatic in the country, and he don't win every event. He do good if he do win two or three a year. I'm quite sure they have 10 or 11 races, and he do good if he won two or three. Would you agree?
I agree with you 100%.
That's right.
I've seen Doug Reese run out here at Kennedale numerous of times, and sometimes not even qualify.
Yeah. And he had a fastest car. That's so true. What do you want to talk about your race?
It doesn't matter how fast your car is, you got to get down the lane that you get put in.
That's exactly right. You want to talk a little bit about the race? We gave everybody a chance. I don't know if you had a chance to go on GruersInc.us, Tony, as we talked about it before, and try to join up and try to be a part of what we do as Gruers Race and try to get these people to come to these shows. So, you know, hey, I know you got a show come up. I like people to be a voice, speak about the show. Hey,
yep.
I'm on this. Are you going to Houston? You got somebody in your camp going to Houston?
Yes, we're bringing a couple cars down to Houston. We don't know which ones yet. We're bringing two of them, I know.
Well, okay,
cool,
that'd be
good. You talking about your race?
I'm talking about Roy James. Roy James races before my race. I'm talking about Roy James race coming up.
Roy James race, I know we're bringing one to two.
Okay.
And one of them is going to be Bulls.
Okay. All right, I just want to give you congratulations. I see Batman gave you all the Grudge Camp. Y'all running an award, so for 2012, so I just want to congratulate your camp member for receiving that award. So.
Yeah, I appreciate winning that award. We worked our ass off all year long to win that award. And we did a lot of Grudge racing. We won more than we lost. And next year it's going to be a lot better. We're bringing out a couple more cars next year out of my camp. It's going to be the Ever Grudge Race.
Mm-hmm.
I think 2013 is going to be a real good year in Grudge Racing.
Oh, that's good. Got a lot of action, man. Just trying to find ways to make it to where the fans and the racers go out and have a good time. The crowd come out and see a good show. That's the objective, man. Try to put on a good show and make sure when the spectators need to talk about coming to the next one.
We got four big Grudge Races planned for Benton next year, North Star Dragway. And they got four great big monster 275 classes already advertised. And it's going to be a good year in racing everywhere.
Yeah. Okay. Sharon, we get a boy from 901. I saw you talking to somebody. Who was that?
That was me still trying to get Whit on the line.
Okay. Well, just hang around, Tony. We'll get somebody from the camp called Whit. You know Whit. Come on. So just hang around. We're going to go to line and see who else want to speak their view about what's
going
on.
Yeah, I'll be on here.
Okay. Okay, so go to another caller, see who want to give their take. We got some people that haven't spoken yet. We got some people on here I see that don't never speak. And, you know, that's all right. That's their right. They don't want to speak and just want to listen. That's good. But it's always good to hear from different folks sometime, man, to give you outlook on what you think about these grow adjacents, how what we can do to make it better, or what do you think about some of the formats that we try to come up with to create action, or if you got an idea that might work, or if you got somebody you want to go down on their ass on, and they on this flow, on this show, or you don't know if they on this show or not, come on here and call them out. One thing about this show here, it's a live voice. You're not hiding behind that fake internet screen. You get your real live body on here. You know who you're talking to when they're speaking to you for the most part. We had some guy come on here trying to talk about Tree Man. Right now, I'm just going to call him the ghost guy. So I don't know of him, and he didn't give enough information to identify himself for anybody to figure out who he is. So until we know, he's just going to be the ghost guy. So push the one button, and let me hear from you. We got
Albert, your mic is open.
Hey, Tommy.
What's going on, man?
Hey, I was just calling to say, man, I think if you guys pay out to the fans, you know, do a drawing or something, man, I think you get a lot more fan base out there at the track too, man. Y'all do a drawing, you know, $100 drawing or something.
Yeah, we've been thinking about, we got some ideas that we're looking at. We're trying to get the fans into the races a little bit. So we got a few things in mind, and we're going to try at different events just to try to get the fans and spectators excited about coming to it. You know, it's always good when you try to get the fans back something. You know, sometimes you put this money, you know, hear people say you put on shows and nobody giving back to the races. You know, I feel like, well, you know, let me put, when I put my races on, to try to put some money out there for the races. And, you know, same token, hey, try to give the fans something a little bit too. Have some kind of, we got some plans, man, to try to get the fans off into it. So just to create some excitement, get them something to look forward to. So that's always a good idea, man. Appreciate it. What do you think about sports? The topic tonight on Forbes, are you a racer or are you a spectator?
I'm building a little club, man. I'm working on it. It's not together quite yet, but I'm trying to get there.
You working on it? Small
yeah.
Top car or big top car?
I was going to build a small top car, stock suspension.
Stock suspension car? Got a lot of cars coming out there, stock suspension. What do you think about, what is your view on shootouts? You think they're good for the grudge game?
Oh, yeah, I mean, like I said, it's good on the races, man, because, you know, without the races and fans, I mean, the promoters, you know, it's really nothing for them to make off of it. But, I mean, as long as we're giving back to the races and fans, I mean, it's good.
Yeah, I want a number two.
I agree.
Yeah.
Somebody's hungry. Can you mute that mic?
That's Tony Thorne. Let me mute his mic.
I want
a piece of cheese. He's ordering his food.
Trying to feed that faith. Okay, man. Okay, just hang around. We got another caller that want to speak on this. We got a lot of folks on here. Got a full show going here and a lot of people on here. I really would like to hear some input from some of these other folks, what they think. They hadn't talked. Who we got next?
Tracy, you don't have any more hands up right now, but everybody's mic is still open except Tony's. But give me just a minute. I'm going to check on something, if you don't mind.
Okay, you go ahead and check on some of you guys. Your mic's open. You can feel free to talk as long as we can hear. Your mic is open, so, you know, if you got something you want to say. Finny, I see you out here, Finny. What do you think about it, Finny? I know you ride with the Burbank crew. You kind of vocal. You speak your piece. You want to tell the folks something about what you think about it?
Now, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Well, I think there's two kinds of racers. I think those that are going to race and those that are going to only race when they think they can win. I don't like that any more than anybody else. It's just the way it is. Like Gary was saying, we get in races where, you know, we ran the Arm Drop Live race 1 year, and it was a quick eight. It was the eight quickest cars here, and it didn't matter if it was a chassis car or what. We still got in it. I just don't think you're going to have a good turnout because people won't do that. And until you get people to do that, you're going to have four or five cars running at the most. That's just my two cents.
What do you think the reason that some of them won't do it? I just want to know. It's just your opinion, so I'm just asking.
Their pride, just simple pride. They don't want to ever. They want to say that they've won more than they've lost, and if they get up there and have a bad chance of winning, not a very good chance of winning, they're going to opt out, just the way people are. I don't know that there is an answer for it.
But do you agree that we got to try to do something for these spectators that come out and spend their money, come out and see some kind of racing, that we have to try to do something to give them some action and support so they come out to support us?
I agree. And if you figure it out, my hat's off to you, buddy, because many promoters before you haven't been able to do it. So, you know, I think it's a great idea, lowering the purse where anybody can get in and shoot for a bigger pot, you know. That's about all you can do, really.
Yeah, that's about all you can do, man. So you have to do something. You know, you can sit back and say, this won't work, that won't work. I tried this, I tried that. If you go back many years ago, people try different things. They may didn't work then. Any time, they may work. You just got to try. Some of the guys you think may not get in. Yeah, but that opened the field up for some of the other guys who would get the $5 pot and 3-4-5 cars all the time. They would never get in. So kind of open it up like that, to me, it gives the guy that comes to the track and supports time after time that people sit back and say, oh, he just comes to the track. He just going to run up and down the track. He ain't never going to run nobody. Hey, that guy there might say, man, hell, let's take a chance at this event. It ain't going to cost as much. You know, so you never know, but you put a format out there that gave these people a chance. Like you say, some people not going to do it, but guess what? There's a few that will do it. And so the few that do it, great for them. The spectators that come out, they don't know what's going on with all these races. They just in the crowd and they want to see two cars haul off, haul ass through there, and somebody turn the wind light on and they get a kick out of it. They're on the sideline screaming, hollering, betting $4 or $5 on the side. It's entertainment. We don't build these cars just to go to the track to let people look at them or to make those passes. We want to try to make action. There ain't nobody that comes to no event is going to win every last race they race. Everybody's going to take a loss. Everybody's going to, I don't know, no grudge racer, no class racer, whatever, who have a loss. Everybody's going to take a loss. So, with that being said, man, we just got to keep trying to do what we can do to try to make action for the races and the fans, and that's what I aim to do, and hopefully I can get support, and hope the guys that do the same thing at their event, so we can come out and support them, and all in all, man, you know, we can spread this around and make things a little bit bigger and better than what they've been doing, going to the track and just making passes. So, that being said, we're going to go to the line and give someone else a chance. So I heard Whit trying to get on here, so we'll see Tony Thorne if we get Whit on here. Did some of the other guys want to talk? I see some names on here that some of these folks hadn't talked. I hadn't heard from them in a while. They're sitting back just listening. I just like to get an idea of some of these people. We got some people on here, and I'm seeing some names on here with some of these numbers I'm recognizing. Some of these guys push the one button and let the people
hey,
hear
hey.
You more.
Hey,
go
Tracy,
ahead.
Come on back. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Hey, Tracy, this is Jesse again, man. I was just calling back in to let you know about the we've been getting a lot of calls about the H275 class, too. I had forgot to mention that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of calls about that, so that might turn out to be a good race, too.
Yeah, the H275 is a good race. You got a lot of H275 cars coming up, yeah.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of calls about it, so that should turn out to be good, too.
That's
Any comments tonight?
No,
thanks. All right. Yeah, that is. I had 275 class in Dallas. We had a few cars in it. You know, it can turn out to be a good thing. Actually, you just find ways to try to manage certain things, certain events. But all in all, man, you know, it gives people places and to race and make action. So it's the year is young. It's just beginning to start next weekend. So hopefully we can all support each other, man, and just try to come up with something to where we can run. I got a guy, I saw him on there earlier, I got some information from the day. Is Mac still out there? Mac. Little Mac, you get on the line, push the one button. I know you wanted to talk about something. I tell you come on the show. I saw him earlier. I don't know if he fell off or not. Little Mac, if you still out there, push the one button.
Tracy, Little Mac's not on anymore.
Okay, go to the other callers and they want to speak. They got something they want to talk about. They got a lock in. They want to call out somebody for the MLK race. For Lena Mississippi, they going. Fat Tuesday, they going. Boom Show, March tonight, they going. Also got Scooby Show coming up. You got Tony Thorne's race coming up. So anybody got any call out, somebody want to call out, somebody want to get to, push the one button and let me hear what you got to say. Don't everybody be quiet on me where I come on here and do all the talking. I like to share this movement with everybody.
Hey, Tracy.
Go ahead.
Hey, Tracy, is Hater Shaker still waiting, brother?
Hater Shaker still waiting. I tell you
still
what.
Still waiting, man. That's my intent, man, to do all the talking, but don't say nothing. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I'm quite sure that he got the word, because there's a lot of people out here in Houston, man, so I'm quite sure somebody done text or called Nate Dogg and let him know, so... If we can get Nate Dogg on here on three-way some kind of way, y'all get him on here because I'm pretty sure I see a lot of Houston numbers on here, so I'm quite sure somebody text Nate Dogg, man. So we got a little time, so anybody else you want to call out? You said you want to call out D, right?
Yeah, Big D, he go to. Jap go to with the little black and gold, black and bronze color, El Camino. Actually, he's a cousin of mine, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, family go too, man. It's all having fun, brother. This ain't no tit-for-tat thing, man. This is good. We're building these cars, man. We you want to build a race car, a show car, you understand me? You know, when I build mine, brother, I'm ready to go down the track. I ain't trying to talk about it. I'm trying to be about it, you know, and that's just where I stand, you know.
I heard that, man. So, well, we got a few more minutes. We're going to see if Nate Dogg calling in. Until then, I'm going to go to the line. I think I have another hand pop there, Sharon. Who we got?
Cheryl, Motion Racing, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Tracy?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Oh, we good, my man.
What do you think about the topic about love what you bring and shoot out? What's your take on it?
Oh, man, I think you made the right choice, you know. That's always girls racing. Run with you, bro. You know.
Yeah.
As how it's been since I started this game.
Yeah.
Run with you, bro. If you ain't brung enough, you got to stay in your place, bro. Yeah.
So you think the shootout is good for the game? You think the shootout is a good idea? You lower the point a little bit, give a little more people a chance to take a stab at the track's money?
I enjoy the shootouts, bro. Like I said, I was in three of them. You know, last year. And,
yeah.
You know, I enjoy the shootouts. Yeah, I think shootouts are good for the game.
Okay. That's good, man. Well, we just trying to find ways, man. And I know, you know, you're a big name in the game. You know, y'all got some of them big-time cars, you and Tony's camp. And, you know, I know y'all going to do some things on down the road. You know, we got races going to be coming up. So, hey, if a shootout's going on one of these events, anybody's event. And one thing about that back half belt, Peanut does have the back half belt. It will be going up. I got rules that I'm going to put up about it. The stipulations about them belts, the rules are not that hard. Anybody, those belts does not have to be ran for that Tommy Dogg race. If any promoter out there wants to get somebody to come to their race and run for that back half belt, all that promoter has to pay that belt holder $500. If that belt holder come and run in his race and lose, the $500 still go to the belt holder. That was just a fee to get him to come to his event to run for that race, run for that belt. So any promoter out there, if he doesn't have the belt, when his car is up and running, you know, call him out. Once we know he's running, once you call him out, he got 30 days to get to the track to run for that belt. He does have the choice
since he's a bet holder, is what track he run at. But if you're a promoter and you want him to come run for the choice bet, you can call and do your negotiation with him. If somebody want to run Peanut, you know, Danny was down right now, getting his car worked on. But no sooner somebody know what's up and running, it's at a track. Once you call him out, he got 30 days to answer that call. Just to let you know, he got 30 days to answer that call, and, you know, you can run it for that bet. It don't have to be in a shootout. It don't have to be in one of my races. It can be in a Friday or a Saturday or a Sunday night, whatever. If he agree to run, he have an option to put it up. So just to let you know, So for the ones who have the intention, well, think about it. Hey, go for it, so. With that being said, we'll go back to the line and see who else want to try to chime in on this conversation about it. We got a lot of hands up. Now, who have we heard? It's a lot of people only had not spoke. Some of these guys, come on, man. Now, let these folks hear from you. It's a lot of people here. Don't be afraid. Push the one button. Let your voice be heard in the grudge game, man. It's all about making action. 2013 is just going to start jumping off with Roy James Race, 19-20, HMP, followed by Lena, Mississippi, Big Cross. And Gadget's race with Grudge G down in Lena, February the 9th. So it's going to be going down there following Fat Judy, following, who was it, Scooby's race, I believe on the 26th. So we've got some races coming up. And Big Boom got one. It's a lot of races coming up. Tony Thornton got one March 16th. So guys, it's going to jump off. And once it jump off, looks like every two to three weeks, there's going to be some kind of grudge event going on in your area somewhere, and I encourage people to go out and support each other. So, hey, push the one button. I don't want to do all the talking by myself. I got a lot of hands. I got a lot of people out here, man, and why is it so hard for some of these people to speak up? Help me out here. It's our show. Help me out.
Lorenzo,
hey,
your going? Mic is open.
Hey, how's it going, Trace? This is Lorenzo.
What's up, Lorenzo? What's going on with you, man? Hey, man,
I've been doing a lot of, you know, side jobs, working and everything, so I've just been busy and got a little free tonight. Robert asked me what was going on. I said, man, I forgot. Let me call in now. But a question
yeah, man,
I have.
You know you're supposed to be on this show, man. You know you're supposed to be on here, man. You go work your side job, they got Bluetooth, man. They got Bluetooth,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. But a question I had some guys had asked about on that back half belt, both cars are at the call out on the day of the race, and the person holding the belt car happens to break at that event, would they have to get the belt over to the other car?
Oh, I didn't quite understand. Say it again.
If both cars are at the race, and they're on the race date, and the person holding the belt, if their car breaks and they can't make the race, will they have to, they are supposed to hand the belt over?
No, if the person is at, say, for instance, Peanut don't lock in Tony Thorn. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Peanut at the race to run Tony Thorn. What are they locked in for? They only going to lose their lock in. They will not lose the belt. They only lock
okay.
their lock in. So
whatever
money they
okay.
put the lock in, it's just he putting the belt up the road. But he don't lose
okay.
the belt on the breakers. He will lose his lock in money.
Okay. So I had guys inquiring, you know, about that.
Okay, tell Rob he can push the one button. Tell him, know that you get his belt on there. He's 30, 40 years veteran. Tell him get his own belt on
here. I don't think Robert's on tonight. I don't think he's on tonight.
All right.
But also, on the guns racing, you know, like I agree with you, like you said, you know, Robert Jabron, because, you know, a lot of guys, you know, build cars and they want to step the other car because they built a little more car. But I feel like, you know, if you didn't build enough car to compete, step back and, you know, just run somebody you can run with. You know, because all the spotting and give me this and give me that, that's, it's grudge racing to a point, but I don't feel it as grudge racing.
What do you think about for some of these shootouts? What do you think about that for some of the people who won't step up and run that, getting these shootouts, man? Anybody, the shootouts over
well,
anybody.
Well, the shootouts is a good idea because that way, you know, a racer's not really putting up, you know, the big sums of money, you know, like it's in a grudge race. You have action because a person you're scared of could get knocked out by someone else. And they give you action that, you know, possibly still winning the purse or the belt or whatever you're running for. So the shootout is an excellent idea, I believe.
Okay,
and a lot
man.
Of these guys, you know, are scared off from just hearing somebody say, hey, he run this here. And 90% of the time, a person not as quick as people saying they are.
And that's going to the races off, and I think, you know, that's bad for the game. You know, if you think somebody runs something, I don't think you should just run around telling everybody else, you know, he run this, he run that. But just keep that to yourself. And if you're a betting person, just bet the way your heart feels.
That's right. That's right. I agree with that. You better, like I tell people, grudge racing, that's how you got to put that pride aside. You got to take a chance, man. Like the old saying, the fastest car don't always win.
Yeah, because I feel it always comes down to the driver, because I see a lot of whole shot wins on faster cars.
Oh, I definitely said it many times, too. Hey, man, you know, you got to drive this sharp. That car might get a little quicker, but, man. I done seen some races where, hey, guys whole shot him, and, hey, you can't play catch up, you know, so.
I want to bring we got a new group that's coming up that's on the scene called Bar None, and they've made some major call-outs this year. And so far, look like they're sticking to their word, and they like they're going to be a pretty good contender in this Grudge game.
Yeah, I did see that on Batman's board. I did see, I didn't know who Bar None was, but I did read on that board somebody about Bar None. Is that who Batman beat his last race in December? Did he beat somebody with that Bar None account?
Yeah, they had a little Mustang they ran Byron with. Byron beat him. But they also have I believe it's a 69 that's very nice car. It's going to be a back half car. And they should be pretty competitive with it.
Oh, you're going to step up some of the big league stuff with that back half, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's a big league car. It's a very nice car. They've called out Tour. I believe they're locked in to run Tour, and they've called out No Limit Racing also.
Oh, really? Well, we're going to be looking forward to them. We're going to be looking forward to seeing it on the scene, man. Now, you know, you got some races coming up pretty quick, so as soon as things start shaping up, hey, if you see a Bar None to come on this show, man, and make some calls, have to introduce yourself to people out in the drug world. We got people over here from different states and everything, and we're looking to make a transition more and more of traveling to other states and get people to come here to Texas and race and just mix it up. Regardless, though, hey, they're going on to come on here, make yourself known, just like you be doing on that internet, you know?
Oh, yeah. But I feel, you know, this year we should have a pretty good year. You know, like I say, the weather holds out and everyone's building cars. Just a lot of people having a hard to race now.
Yeah, it's a good thing, man. We just got to see what happens, man. You know, it's great, but don't you be stopped getting away from my show, man. You know, you're part of what I do and you have that, and I appreciate it, man. So.
No, ain't no problem. I'm going to be around. I'll be around.
Don't be running out high, man. I need all the help I can get, man. One of these days, I'm going to get somebody to feel like that they want to race to help me with my broke ass, get my car up and running faster. I wish I was going to make it to Roy James Show. I'd like to have it happen, guys. Damn it. It get a little tougher. The older I get, the harder it gets to get that dollar, boy, you know. So, hey, but I will be back out there, but I can't wait. It's killing me. If anybody know when you a diehard racer in your heart, man, you eat, sleep, and dream that shit. You hate it every time you break, especially when it takes you a long time to come up with money to get that damn thing back going. It just makes it where you don't sleep good at night, man. It's a terrible thing.
Yeah.
A terrible feeling. Everybody don't understand it, but the ones who got it in their blood, they can understand it. They can recognize what I'm talking about. I'm sick as hell right now, but we keep on moving in the direction. I know it'll be up and going one day. So, how we go?
Hopefully this year I should be sure to do a little grudge racing. I'm not as fast as a lot of big boys, but I like to bet. So, I'm going to try to do a little grudge racing this year. I'm just a matter of getting the tune and everything in the car.
Okay,
I've been working on
what
I like.
You got, hey, Lorenzo, you out of Dallas, and a lot of people on there from all over. And they don't know much about you, where you from, what you introduce them to what you got. So they don't know. Somebody might want to call your butt out. They know you got a small top car, whatever.
Well, I'm more of a street car. It's a big Grand National, but it's got quite a few goodies in it. I'm just now working on getting the Big Stuff 3 tuned out in it. And once I get that figured out, I'm going to try doing a little grudge racing with it.
You get a 3-2 pieces with no salt, breast and legs.
Wait a minute, Lorenzo, you're not
adding
to it. That's not you wanted to improve, though.
What is that again?
That one you wanted to improve,
wasn't it? Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? For real?
Tracy, why don't we let Lorenzo order his food? Big D, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Tracy?
Well, what team is this?
This is Ghetto Dreams.
Oh, okay. Hey, the shake is on there. I think one of you. Hey, the shake, your mic went up.
I'm still here, baby. I've been here all night, Tracy. I've been here from the beginning, Tracy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you know what the business is, bro. What time is it? You going around spreading the news? What we going to do? We going to talk about it. We going to be about it.
Like I said, man. You know, you just like that other rump shaker, whatever his name is. Y'all talk about it, don't want to be about it. Like I said, you know, I'll be there for Roy Ray. You know, I told you my car was down just for you to call me out, so I will be there.
Your car went down, you were doing all that running off at the mine. We see, when you got diarrhea at the mine, you got to be ready to clean that up. So don't get to hollering about your car dying now. I guarantee you, you'll be there by the 19th, though.
We're going to clean it up.
Long as it's there. Bring your little imps with you, too, because they go, too, sir.
Tracy, you got a character on the line, man. That's
doing
a lot of
yeah,
talking,
you know the
man.
Business, real, Tracy. I bet you know the business, real. Yeah, okay.
Man, you can ask anybody in Houston, man. That dude got the biggest mouth.
And you can ask, how many people have you ran? How many people have you ran, sir?
Like I
got a proven track record. I tell you what, I'm going to end the show with this right here. You run your car not
you
so long. You understand
shit.
Me?
You can't end shit, man. You can't end shit.
You know,
everybody's going
to
end
I don't want nothing from your
car
because you got a ghetto dream that you're living. You feel me? By night, I shake haters off. That's what I do, mister. And you will get shook, mister. Believe that. I ran up beside you before when you broke. It ain't my fault because you can't stay together. Maybe
it's
a little food lane retention,
though.
You feel me?
That's it.
Quit letting holes on, fix your car, and come on out there with it, baby boy. Yeah. Papa Law, but ain't saying nothing. Run your mouth, nah. When you die with it, the lips said, nah. Huh? Run your business where it belongs, huh?
I'm
going
to let my car do
that's what I thought.
Mike.
Yeah, okay.
Let my car do
yeah, you ain't your ghetto dream. Say, Tracy, man, I appreciate your show, man. You're allowed to get some things up off my chest,
I
man. You know what I'm saying?
I bet
yeah,
you.
Okay, all you got to do is be there. Yeah. I pulled up Scott's last time.
I ain't
out
talking. But I bet you I can't
okay.
Write
you. Okay. Well, one thing about it, you can't do both. Neither one of them. You can't do neither one of them, sir. Yeah, okay. It ain't for free this time, mister. Bring some money with you.
Man,
yeah, bring your
life bill
with you. I
want
to see you in the dog.
So
I want to see you in the dog. Bring some life bill with you.
I don't
yeah,
want to talk about the past, like I said. You tripped that
yeah, okay.
Last time I come to write you.
How you going to get
you
to
your future?
You
probably don't do it again this year. So, you
okay.
Know, that's
yeah,
why
yeah.
I'm not all excited about you.
I'm not all excited this year. You know,
I'm not
yeah,
all excited about you, man. Whoever you call
yeah,
me, they talking about you gonna bring to run me, bring his ass too. Nah, since you gotta get the law to run me, you bring his
sir.
Ass too. Nah, tell
I'm
the truth,
that,
nigga. Sir. I mean, excuse me.
I'm gonna tell
you,
sir. You
well,
see what I'm saying? I don't speak for another man. I speak for me, my brother. You feel me?
Brother,
but I can tell you this here before the man in the show. You faking, you phoning. You see what I'm saying? You're a studio gangster is what you is. You sit behind that phone and you bump. When it's time to race, you sit and holler about what you holler about right now. My car down. It's going to always be down. That old slow punk you got under your hood. You hear me? Yeah. Take the headset off of it. Put some droppers on it, sir. I'm through, Tracy. Holler. Thank y'all.
All right, man. Well, maybe one day y'all hook up on a track, man, and we're running out of time. We're going to be losing the people on the internet, man. It's been a good show, man. Anytime you want to talk about next week, somebody text me, give me a phone call. We'll bring it up, man. We're going to go through here, man, and we're going to do final comments. We want to come to the line and let you give your final comments before we get out of here. Internet people, we're going to be losing you. We appreciate it. But, Sharon, let's go to the line and start doing final comments. We're going to wrap this up.
Big D, do you have a final comment?
Yeah, I got a final comment. I guarantee you he don't run me. That's my final comment.
I ran you last time, sir. What happened? Tell the people what happened. They want to know. Your car down. Yeah. Man, you weak.
Lorenzo, your final comment.
Lorenzo.
Daryl, Motion Racing, your final comment.
I ain't got nothing, Miss Sharon. I'm just laughing at them.
Albert, your final comment. Jesse, do you have a final comment?
Yeah, I just hope to see everybody at the show and everybody have a good night.
All right, Doobie. Man. Hope to see you.
Doobie, your final comment. Jackie, your final comment.
Well, good show. I enjoyed listening to it, and everybody be safe in 2013. I want to thank Tree Man for calling me out. I look forward to being able to race him as soon as we get put back together. And everybody have fun down at Roy Jan Gray.
All right, Jack, please be good.
Benny, your final comment.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks for the show. Tracy, get a hold of those other back half racers. Ask them. You know, see if they're interested in it that way. I mean, you can talk to them one-on-one the best way.
Hey, we're going to do something, man. We're going to make something happen. We got something going. So, hey, man, when they shoot out, man, hey, remember, the track, we put the promoters putting up the money. The buy-in is small. Why not take a chance? But we're going to make something happen, man. Just stay in there.
All right. Thank y'all.
Tree Man, your final comment.
Yeah, I wanted to say racers going to be racers, fakers going to be fakers, and haters going to be haters. I mean, everybody come out and we're going to try to have a good time and see what I want to do, what they're going to do.
All right, Street Man, man, we'll see you at the races, man.
Hater Shaker, your final comment.
I want to thank y'all for allowing me to come on y'all beautiful show and express myself, you understand me, get some things up off my chest, you understand me? But I do take heed to everything you're saying, Brother Tracy, and I think that's a wise, clever idea that you got going on that y'all, you guys been talking about all night. And that probably will stop all this old faking drama and stuff these people talking around here, you know what I'm saying? You talk the noise, then you get to the track, and then it's just something else, man. You know, it's time out, man. I'm just going to start buying a Big Mac and give him a pass. Man, and send them on their way, you understand? Y'all have a good night.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. Come on anytime. We'd like to have guys on you to bring character to the show. Welcome to the show every time, man. Come on out here, but when you get to the track, make sure you try to line your man up. Come on and make action, man. We appreciate it, man. You enjoy. We see you next week.
Tracy, your final comment.
Hey, once again, man, you know, hopefully we made some sense out of the nonsense. As we know, with this girls racing, you're not going to satisfy everybody. The most important thing is, man, to try to create some kind of form where race, try to give some kind of action to the fans to come to support these races. Then they wanted to come in and see action. So all in all, man, I think all of us, we would continue to do what we do to do a better job at the track, to race fans, see a good show. We have to work on this promoter, managing the track conditions with the manager who run the track, constantly communicate with them to try to make a sufficient track. Hey, and us promoters, when we get people to work the staging lines, we got to aim at trying to do a better job of coordinating these races and getting people through these staging lines as safe as possible. All in all, man, we'll see y'all at the races, man. So, hey, I appreciate everybody coming on. Tell your friends about RoyJinx.us. Tell your friends about Roy James' show coming up on the 19th. Tell them also about the show coming up February 9th, Big Clark and Gadget Show with RoyJinx, Lena Mississippi. Also, Fast Tuesday. Also, Tony Thorne's show, Boom Show, Scooby Show. A lot of shows coming up. Y'all continue to tune in to Atomic Dog Show, and we'll try to continue to bring some knowledge and information. Until then, man, we'll see y'all next week, and y'all be safe.
Saturday, February 9th, 2013. Mississippi, stand up as Grudge Inc. presents
a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, February 9th. Come out and win some money. Okay, for the 6-0 class, first place, $700. Second place, $300. And for the 7-0 class, first place, $700. Second place, $300. Here's the grudge match. The Gadget versus Big Low Malibu. DJ Grant, number one stoner, versus Timo, the bad boy. Three Little Chi-Town versus Lil Red Riding Hood. King Biz Mustang versus Leon 69 Camaro. Big Drag Camaro versus Mississippi Nightmare. Don Mac, Most Wanted, versus Boosie Badass Mustang. And Sylvester Red Hot versus the Gadget Nova. Who's gonna get the whooping? It's all going down Saturday, February 9th, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. On top of everything, Mississippi Motorsports Park is putting up $2,000 for the Big Power Gamblers Race with the Racer $500 buy-in. One time for Reggie Rabbit, The Speeding Bullet, JC Fugitive, Tree Man, Roy James, and Mr. 5C. It's going to be a big pot. It's over $5,000 for the Big Tire Gamblers Race. Come find out Saturday, February 9th, 2013, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Come out and win some money. Who's going to get the whipping? It's going to be some action going on. And one time for Big Clock and Gadget, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi, Saturday, February 9th. For more info, log on to GrudgeInc.us.